free your consciousness.
I've got one that can see.
The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
So much is coming to light in this age of unveiling. The darkness, the corruption, the criminality, and the outright lies are now exposed and in full view for all to see. People's refusal to face the truth out of fear or the inability or unwillingness to deprogram comes with a hefty price. People choose to remain in denial rather than facing the unpleasant truth head on and dealing with it. So many seem to believe that by ignoring a situation and choosing willful ignorance, that they will somehow be spared by the shitstorm that is swirling all around them. They think that by ignoring the negative, that they will never be affected by it. In other words, they exist within a very childlike mentality.
I am in a world of shit.
People can lie to themselves all they like, but reality does not bend to their ignorance or lack of understanding. The truth does not conform based on a person's inability to deal with it. For the past 3 years, we have witnessed the entire pandemic narrative unravel and be revealed for the nonsense that it always was. Criminal liars over and again went before the cameras to promote fear, to gaslight you, to shill for Big Pharma, and to do their damnedest to guilt you into submission.
We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin.
How unfortunate that so many weak-minded and foolish cowards fell for it and dutifully obeyed like compliant, mindless slaves. How astounding that many of these people will still click on the TV and watch some bald-faced liar feed them propaganda, and they still believe it.
Less than 3% of you people read books. Because less than 15% of you read newspapers. Because the only truth you know is what you get over this tube. Right now, there is a whole, an entire generation that never knew anything that didn't come out of this tube.
Even after all of the lies have been exposed, the official narrative has been torn to shreds, and the journalists have been revealed for the corporate shills that they are. The NPC dullards still choose to believe the lies. There is no hope for these people. The COVID-19 scamdemic was the largest psychological operation ever perpetrated on humanity, at least in my lifetime. The alleged virus has never been proven to exist, was no deadlier than the seasonal flu, and had a 99% survival rate, according to even official statistics. Despite this, the sheeple operating under mass hysteria, fueled by television and an inability to think critically, rushed out in droves to get their experimental poison. There seems to be three groups of guinea pigs. One, the people who were coerced by their employers and threatened with the loss of their jobs if they didn't comply. I do feel for these people, but how many of them took the time to do any modicum of research whatsoever to understand their legal rights or to discover what was in the poison their employer demanded they inject? How many of them bothered to listen to the skeptical people in their circle of family and friends who tried to warn them? Exactly. When you operate out of fear, you make deadly mistakes. What's the Nuremberg Code? Q. Then, there's the second group of people who obeyed blindly because they didn't want to be inconvenienced. They were told by some criminal politician or fake doctor that they could not attend a ball game or get on an airplane if they weren't injected, so they willingly took part in clinical trials of an untested so-called vaccine administered by corporations with long criminal histories. How many of them took the time to research the background of these companies? Exactly. How many of them realized that in June of 2023, the FDA pulled the J&J vaccine off the market due to its connections to causing thrombosis? And if you point it out to them, they will just find a way to deny it and write you off. They will probably be the first ones to rush out and get a bird flu or Marburg vaccine when the authorities declare another pandemic so that they can go to a pub or restaurant. Then, there's the third group of idiots that believe every damn thing they are told by the TV or some talking head shill for the pharmaceutical corporations.
Brought to you by Pfizer.
The baby boomers make up a high percentage of these people. These are the NPCs that cannot conjure up an original thought, that display a level of gullibility that defies belief, and whose naivete knows no bounds. They believe mandates are laws, obedience is virtuous, and taking selfies with their stupid vaccine cards or studded face masks somehow makes them a good person. They are unprincipled morons. Now here comes the kicker. An executive committee in Brevard County, Florida, has passed a resolution to ban the COVID mRNA vaccine, claiming that it is a biological and technological weapon. The committee's letter claims that there is, quote, strong and credible evidence that they alter human DNA. Well, shit, if they just listened to my podcast, I could have told them that 3 years ago. The letter goes on to claim, the COVID-19 pandemic and the subsequent vaccination campaign have been manipulated and misrepresented by government agencies, fake news media, and tech corporations. Many of the bioweapon injections contain nanotechnology, graphene oxide, and other mysterious substances in this grandiose experiment upon humanity. I know many people personally who were foolish enough to inject the venom. In many of them, something is off. There is a vacant look in them, like they are not all there anymore. It's like the light has diminished in them, and it's very sad. I wish some of them would have listened to me, but hell, what is 25 years of intense research compared to a fucking shill liar on TV whose bank account is lined by representatives of huge corporations? You're not a doctor. You don't have a degree. You don't know. These are just a few of the retarded comments you receive from the brainless meat golems. I wonder if they have buyer's remorse yet. Most likely not. The denial they dwell within is too strong. What a shame. They misplace their faith into the worst kind of sadists and liars, so maybe they get what they deserve. Ignorance comes with a hefty price tag. So does stupidity.